Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. It's time for Cleared to Play. Taking you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in our friend, Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Doc, it is awesome to have you, especially today. The news that Christian McCaffrey is going to Germany means what to you?
So I think, first of all, the important thing is we don't know exactly what he's going there for. So I know a lot of people are speculating, is he going to get some sort of treatment? Is he seeing a specialist? So I think, number one, you know, we don't know that. But if you're going to make a valid assumption, it's probably going there to get some sort of additional non-invasive treatment to speed up this process of Achilles healing. So in general, you have to think, what's different in Germany versus in the U.S.? And I think the big difference is in terms of biologic treatments, basically things you can take from your own body and inject into an area to basically allow things to, number one, heal potentially quicker or potentially heal in the first place. So that potentially may be what he's doing. We've heard other players, you know, in the NBA, I mean, everyone's name brings up Kobe Bryant, other players over the years who've gone there to get certain treatments because they're regulated differently over there, to potentially heal with more chronic issues and help them get back quicker and prevent things from becoming more chronic.
What are these treatments in specifically, and what would the timeline be if he goes over there and gets one of these biologic treatments and it actually works?
I think you kind of break them down into kind of like two big groups. I mean, there are the platelet-rich plasma injections, which they do here in the U.S., but the way they kind of process the cells and how much platelets are kind of in that injection to allow for healing, a little bit different in Europe. And the other thing that they do in Europe are stem cell injections, where they can basically take stem cells, which are basically cells that can differentiate into anything. They can differentiate into muscle cells. They can differentiate into other kind of tissue cells. They can take that from your bone, and they can actually, in Europe, culture them so they multiply, and then you can come back later and get them injected. So there are a lot of different things that they do there that aren't as tightly regulated as they are here in the U.S. that have been shown in studies to help. So potentially what he may be going there for is some sort of injection where they're taking some material from his body, either multiplying it or manipulating it in a certain way that allows him to have more localized healing in that tendon. In general, for these things to work, you're still looking at 4 to 6 weeks. Tissue still heals at the same rate. So potentially what they're thinking is that maybe this may speed it up a little bit or may allow him to come back a little bit stronger so he can be more impactful upon a return. But these typically take 4 to 6 weeks to set in if he's going down that route.
Yeah, Doc, I want to focus in on that because I get it, especially as a doctor. We're not going to make assumptions about what he's going to Germany to do. I don't think he's going on vacation. I'm going to guess, right, that what you just said, something along those lines, and I've heard the same thing, that there has been data that suggests after these procedures, 6 weeks is kind of the number. So with a week 9 bye, like, can a fan, and I get that we're making a leap here, but can we make a guess right now that's kind of the over-under, the week 10 game against Tampa Bay? Is that the view right now, the hope for Christian McCaffrey, you think?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty reasonable thing to be looking at. I think that if for some reason he gets to week 10, potentially week 11, and he's not playing yet, then you start wondering what's really the utility of having him play week 13, week 14, where he can aggravate something. And then unfortunately that decision then potentially may become, do you just sit him for the rest of the season? Like, what's the risk of having him play 2 to 3 games and aggravate this versus then getting 4 or 5 months to heal it? So I do think that week 9, week 10, week 11 period, we're really going to know whether we're going to see Christian McCaffrey this season, or is this potentially going to be something that then shelves him until next year.
Is it troubling that he's had to go overseas to get not necessarily a desperate treatment, but does it feel like maybe all the modalities that they've tried here haven't been working?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great assumption there, Dan. I think that in general, you think about the timing, like, they clearly have known that he's had this issue for a while, and they put him on the IR for a while. So the fact that you're seeing a little bit of a delay in terms of when he's going to seek that treatment may mean, number one, it may not be responding the way that he wants to, or number two, which may be the more likely scenario, is that the time frame that he's been given in terms of when they think he can get back, they're saying, look, this might be 8 to 10 weeks. He may potentially be saying, you know what, let me try something else to see if I have an opportunity to come back. So I think on both, whichever way you want to look at it, I think he's potentially going there a couple weeks into this injury because either he's not hearing what he wants to hear here or it's not responding the way he wants to, given the fact that the season's already started.
Doc Pandya with us. Doc, I want to ask you about Drake Greenlaw as well. Kyle Shanahan said before the year started, he hoped for midseason. He did not leave that comment yesterday, but did say no update, no timetable for Dre. He just said that yesterday after week three. Obviously, the injury happened in February. What is your thought? What's a reasonable hope for Dre Greenlaw's return?
I think the middle of the season is a reasonable time frame, and we know at this point his Achilles is healed. We know that everything structurally should be fine. I think the part that we don't know, and probably why Kyle's not saying, you know, I can't definitively say that, is really now based on how he feels. You know, is there pain? Can he perform effectively on the field? And that's always hard to know until he's really ramped up and back at practice and doing more things. So I think, absolutely, if you look at most players coming off Achilles, it's usually like month nine where you see them kind of feel ready to really get back at it and perform at a high level professionally. So that puts them right in that middle part of the season, if not a little bit earlier than that. So I do think that that portion may be realistic. The hard thing is, how is he going to feel in practice? And more importantly, like, can he actually contribute on the football field? If he's too hesitant or if he doesn't feel a strength there, then it may mean another week or two. But from a structural standpoint, everything should be healed. Now it's just a matter of him getting back into football shape.
Doc, one more. Javon Hargrave with the partially torn triceps, and they are opting for surgery, which will cost him the year. Is that something that's just a no-brainer that you can't possibly play through?
Yeah, I think especially if that injury is kind of where the tendon is. So, you know, a lot of times players will get injuries to the muscle itself, and you never do surgery on those unless they're really, really bad. But if you get an injury to the tendon, even if it's partially torn, basically your triceps doesn't work if that tendon's partially torn. You basically have the shoestring holding it to bone, and you got this powerful muscle pulling on it. So typically, in order for a player not to, number one, injure themselves later, a week or two, or even be impactful, you can imagine if you don't have function of your triceps, you just simply can't play effectively that position. So for the most part, with those partial tears, if they involve the tendon, the better course of action is to get it fixed, be able to train, and then essentially what can then happen is then you can get back, and potentially if this heals pretty quickly, you could theoretically, if they have a late playoff run, see him back. Most of these run 4 to 6 months in terms of recovery, so if he kind of falls to that 4 month period and the 49ers recover and have a playoff run, you could potentially see him back late playoffs.
Doc, this was an important one. Thank you so much for your perspective.
No problem. Take care, guys.
All right, there he goes. Doc Pandya. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.